She's a Hollywood Western. She's Jack Kerouac, but in a nap dress with braids.
She is one of the most important American children's authors of the 20th century.
She's the basis for a television show still watched around the world.
I literally wake up in the middle of the night and go, somebody somewhere is watching Little House on the Prairie.
Women will come up to me and cry and saying my childhood was miserable and Little House on the Prairie was my escape.
She's been called a hero, a racist, a feminist, and a propagandist.
Consider a Native child in their classroom reading it aloud, and they come to that sentence, the only good Indian is a dead Indian.
She is Laura Ingalls Wilder. Did you know she was a real person? In the 1930s, Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote the 9 Little House on the Prairie books based on her childhood on the American frontier. And in one way or another, she's been with us ever since.
Oh, I loved
it. I loved them.
I loved Little House on the Prairie.
It's just a perfect book.
I've loved Laura for as long as I can remember. As a kid, I used to map out her travels on my parents' atlas. And I'm not alone. Every summer, thousands of people from around the world pilgrimage to her little houses in tiny towns in the middle of the country. Now I'm going too.
We're literally on the prairie.
I went in search of Laura. The real Laura. Who is this person I love so much? Should I love her? The story of Laura is just as complicated as the story of America. Because she is America. For better and worse.
If we pretend the past was not as controversial and difficult and racist as it was, then how are we going to deal with the racist issues we're grappling with today?
In a country currently at odds with itself and its history, could there be a better time for this exploration? There's never been a better time than now. I'm Glynis McNichol, and this is Wilder. Wilder launches June 8th. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.